Lesson 2. Reading. The importance of communication.
Communication is an important part of being human. People need to communicate to share information, express opinions, and keep relationships. Communication happens between individuals, groups, and all members of society. People communicate with others when they have problems or just want to share a funny story. The main point is that throughout human history, people have used communication to solve problems. When we have a problem or feel unhappy, we often talk to friends or family about it. This can help us understand other people's lives and feel better about our own situation. Chizuru is a second-year university student. When I need advice, I always talk to my family or friends. For example, when I couldn't decide which classes to take at school, my parents told me to think about my future career. However, my friends suggested that I take classes that sound interesting to me. The advice from my friends and family was really helpful. Shizuru's classmate Hiroki had a similar experience. I was very stressed because I didn't have enough money to go out and do things with my friends, so I asked my parents for help. They gave me a little money, but also helped me find a part-time job. Now I make my own money, and I am learning important communication skills at my job. Hiroki is happier after talking about his problem with his parents. However, some people avoid communicating with others and choose not to go to school, meet friends, or find jobs. These people may have serious mental health problems and need treatment. In 2022, there were about 1.2 million people with mental disability certificates in Japan. Experts have many ideas about why people develop mental health problems. One reason is social pressure. Young people often feel pressure to study hard, play sports, or be fashionable. In school, social pressure can even lead to bullying. Many experts believe that because some people feel so much pressure, they may decide to leave society completely. But experts are hopeful that people with mental illnesses can become more sociable. For example, one easy way to share their feelings is to write an online blog or diary. There are also online forums where people can chat with others and improve their communication skills. Some people believe that people should communicate more with each other face-to-face. If they start a new hobby, for example, English classes or sport, they have to go outside. Also, many organizations in Japan organize activities like cooking, hiking, or horseback riding. This way, people can meet others with similar problems, share experiences, and develop communication skills. It also helps people exercise, which is important for physical and mental health. It seems that having confidence and learning how to communicate with others are important, not only for people with mental illnesses, but for all members of society. Listening to other people's problems and understanding how others think and feel can be helpful for everyone. This is because communication is important for solving problems and an essential part of the human experience.